Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We have come to the end of our study of the Gospel of John. And I want us to think for just a minute about those two words that Jesus says to Peter at the end of this gospel: follow me. That's Jesus's, and it's John's directive for the Christian. Follow Jesus. Mind your business and follow Jesus. Remember who is in control and follow Jesus. But why follow Jesus? Well, remember, John chapter 1, he is the one that's full of grace and truth. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the stairway to heaven. John chapter 2, he offers better wine than the world. He is the dwelling place of God. He knows what's in a man. Chapter 3, he is the gift of eternal life. He is the bridegroom. Chapter 4, he gives water that wells up into a spring of eternal life. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. He is the healer. John chapter 5, he is equal with God the Father. He gives life to whom he wills. He has all authority, and he is the subject of all the scriptures. John chapter 6, he is the bread of life. He alone has the words of eternal life. In John chapter 7, he is the source of eternal refreshment. He is the wisest of all the teachers. He is the forgiver. In John chapter 8, he is the light of the world. He is the truth. He is the great I am. In John chapter 9, he is sight for the blind. John chapter 10, he's the good shepherd. He's the door of the sheep. He is the abundant life. In John chapter 11, he is the raiser of the dead. Chapter 12, he is the one worthy of all of our treasures and worship and loyalty. He is the king humbly riding on the donkey. He is the glorified one. He is the glory of Isaiah's vision. Chapter 13, he is the servant who washes our feet. He is the one who cleanses us from sin. John chapter 14, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Chapter 15, he is the true vine. He is the one who turns our sorrow into joy. He is the sender of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 16, he is the one who has overcome the world. Chapter 17, he is our great interceding high priest. Chapter 18, he is the one who knocks soldiers off their feet with just a word. He is the Passover lamb. He is truth. In chapter 19, he is the king of the Jews. He is the creator of a new family. He is the crucified one for our sin. He is the buried one. But in John chapter 20, he is the resurrected one, and he is the giver of the Holy Spirit. And in John chapter 21, he is the true restorer, and he is the one we must follow in all the circumstances of our lives. That finishes up our walk through the Gospel of John. And if you want life rather than just existence, then you will follow Jesus day by day. As you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Khmer Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Cambodia.